I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud. Turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Tears all down, but I gotta thank God for every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night, but I look him in the eyes and you a damn lie. And I know I could've died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear word, not because I'm like him. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing now, but there's some blessing coming. And when it do through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with come with them negative comments trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them down as I swear, I declare, throw my power in prayer. You had no idea, God is always here.
Welcome, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, this is Let's Talk About It here live on the Now Network. And yes, we're dedicated to having real talk, dealing with real issues while finding achievable, godly solutions. And yes, our team, myself and Pastor Valoris Brooks, will explore issues relevant to our daily walk from both a male and a female perspective. Yes, we seek the truth without compromising the Word of God. We speak the truth only from a biblical perspective. And yes, we are calling all men and women of truth to join the discussion. No. Let's back that up. We call it everybody, whether in truth or whether in wherever you at in life, we need to come together and let's talk about it. But we're calling you out to join the discussion and to let's break the chains of our past, bringing our real voice, your real issues, and a real listening heart. as we discover the truth together now. Let's collaborate. This is exciting for myself. I know my co-host, Pastor Valoris Brooks, is live right now. Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Good evening, Pastor E. I am doing well. How are you? I heard it's kind of hot over there in California. Y'all in the hundreds, ain't you?
Oh, yes, yes. This is the first day of summer that it has been this hot. And actually, I'm live on set at the beach. My grandkids, we went to the movie, and then we came out. It was so hot. I just sporadically brought them to the beach, and then I was trying to get them to leave, and they said, no, you can do it from the car. So I'm watching them from the window, and we're here live from Long Beach, California, on the sand.
All right. Okay. All right. So enjoy. Okay. Make sure that they enjoy themselves while they're with their grandpa. So, all right, Pastor, what are we talking about?
Oh,
I don't want you to stay too long.
Wait. What'd you say? They who?
I'm sorry.
No. I am their official. No, watch this. No, I'm their official G Paw.
You G Paw? Okay.
I'm G Paw.
All right. I gotta remember that, because my first grandbaby will be here in December, so I'm excited.
Oh, okay.
I will finally be a grandma.
Amen.
So I gotta find a cute name too. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll be rolling with them. I keep up with them trying to dress like me. So, but you know, it's ironic. I'm glad I brought that up, because they come out every summer. I give my daughter a free summer every year, and it's not easy. But you know, Pastor V, I was not there in her life other than, you know, sporadically and in and out and things like that, for whatever reason, good or bad. But God put on my heart about 10 years ago, that it's not too late to be effective. And I had to repent and ask for forgiveness, and we were able to come back together. And now I assist her with her children and my other grandchildren to try to help them parents to have some free time.
And that's amazing, and that's great. And that always ties in to any of our subjects or what we talk about as far as getting people to heal, to forgive, and then start from where you are to do better. You know, one thing that I always love, the message that God gave me, GPS, which is a great place to start, because when you program in a GPS, it never asks you where you've been. The GPS just wants to know where you're going. Tell me where you're at right now and where you want to go on, and then I will get you there. It don't care nothing about where you've been before. And men and women of God and those who are listening, please understand, like, today is the GPS day. It is a great place to start where you at right now and give it to God and let him take you to where you need to go. And then on top of that, remember, even in getting to where you go, you're still going to have to probably deal with some things that was in the past, but God got you. I promise you he do.
Without a doubt. And dealing with the past is really – really secondary when you deal with the now, because the past is always going to pop itself up. I've gotten used to that. It's a daily challenge. It's a daily walk, but having the mindset of Christ gives me strength to be able to withstand and to resist those temptations and those things like that. I preach every sermon. I tell everybody, I'm just like you. I'm nobody. I could care less if I had 10,000 members right now. I would still preach to everybody right now that I'm still just like you. I've just changed my life to be willing to do what God has called me to do and do it now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
and
how's it going up there? How's it going?
That. Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, what was you going to say? No, I was going to say people need to understand that your heart and your mind has a memory. So that's why you're going to, like you said, deal with it daily. It was interesting, Pastor E, where in one time when I was dating an individual when I had first got divorced, and I kept almost calling this individual my ex-husband's name. And I kept saying, what is wrong with me? What's going on? And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, am I not over it or not this or not that? And my sister said something so profound. She said, your heart has a memory. The last memory that it has is him. You have to give it time to catch up and to readjust. And I was like, wow, I never was.
You
would
finna open up
some, that my.
You finna
your
open something up, girl.
And it's not you that you are not over it or you're not past it or this. But the heart, like, okay, you say the word love or you say I love you. Oh, she must be talking about Sam. And then, like, no, we ain't talking about Sam. We're talking about Roger now. Oh, well, all I know is Sam. So who is this Roger? You got to actually tell your heart. Like, we are no longer with Sam. We're now, you know what I'm saying? So part of this getting over the past thing, you have to remember your, you know what I'm saying? It's like having a second emotion attached to you that only knows the past. It doesn't know anything about where you're taking it until you tell it where it's going.
Right. But let me dab into that one because you touched on something very, very strong. Not only does your heart have a memory, but don't you know that spirits of people linger? And if we're not spiritually minded to know we got to get them spirits out of us, you'll still be calling his name forever. I'll still be calling her name forever because we never released. I'll tell you a situation. I've only been married one time. And when we got married, it was because we were living a life of marriage, but we weren't married. And we had a perfect situation going on. Everything was perfect, but we got married for the wrong reasons, and it was because of the church and the members and all of those things. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying doing the right thing is obsolete. I'm saying we should have started out doing the right thing. But since we didn't, we ended up trying to do the right thing to make it right. And guess what? Everything went wrong. So after 4 or 5 years, we got divorced. We have a son. We got divorced and moved on. Well, do you know that for 10 years, both of us were still in bondage because when we went and got married, Pastor B, we didn't go to the pastor. We went to God. And we said, God, bless this union. What God has put together, let no man separate. But what after that moment, when we went through our own selfish stuff and we ended up getting divorced, do you know there was turmoil in our lives because we had, first of all, had not went back to God and said, God, please forgive us for not honoring the covenant that we asked you to put us in and forgive us that we were not ready for it. See, that's the first breakthrough. And then had to go back and forgive each other and say, look, we was homies before this all happened. Now we got all this stuff, all this words, all this anger and stuff. Can you please forgive me for us making a bad decision together? God had already forgiven me, and I've grown, and he's forgiven you, and you've grown. But when can we let it go? Oh, my God. Yes. See, that really is a part that saved my life because I was still lingering on to some hard-on spirits. And them spirits, that's why I tell young people right now, they be like, man, you know, I understand what you're saying, Pastor Dean. You older, you can do without. You can be celibate. But, man, this is what's going on. And I tell them right then, I say, it ain't a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. When we interact with one another, especially physically, intertwined like that, we release spirits onto one another. And then they ask questions, Pastor Dean, and then I can really explain to them is that, you know what? The reason why you're not with her, but only thing you can think about is her, is because her spirit is still in you. My God.
Mm-hmm. You just helped a lot of people when you said that. You really and truly did because there's a formula that I have for that, and you're bringing it up. There's kind of a small formula that I have. If you want to heal your heart, then you have to break down the word heart. And H is for hear what your heart is saying. Most people don't want to stop long enough to listen to their own heart because it's going to bring the tears. Yes, it's going to bring the hurt. It's going to bring back some emotions. But you have to be a listener to your own heart. And it's going to tell you where the breakdown actually is. That's why a lot of people are busybodies. They move too fast or they get, you know what I'm saying, involved into, you know, something else to kind of numb them. You remember we were talking about that on last week because they don't want to stop long enough to listen to their heart. And after you listen to your heart, then guess what? You got to deal with your emotions. break down those emotions and understand the emotions and not based off the past or people. A lot of people don't want to do that because your emotions, you figure always, well, again, remember, I always say, people say, well, you should be over that by now. You still, you, like you said, 10 years it took you, Pastor E. Somebody would be looking like,
yes.
10 years later, you still tripping, you know what I'm saying? But guess what? Because you didn't listen to your heart, therefore it put you in emotional stress. And then when you went back to understand your emotions, not based upon what people might think or even what you thought, then you were able to then A. That's the A of heart, which is accept, appreciate, and apply.
Yeah.
I'm so serious. This, you know what I'm saying? This is deep when you want to get your heart out of bondage and you want to get your heart ready for to love again, you have to kind of go through these steps because the acceptance, the appreciation comes from, what's that, Psalms 119, I believe it says, it was good that I be afflicted because only then
good.
Did I understand God's law.
That's right. Yeah. But
that's,
you know what? But
appreciation.
Here,
I'm not talking about appreciation. Uh-huh.
No. It's acceptance and appreciation. But watch this. Before you finish off on those acronyms, watch this. I had to first of all identify where my heart was, because we always carry all that stuff in our chest and we blame it on emotional things. No, when we become whether you're a Christian or not, your heart is in your mind. The Bible even tells us in Proverbs 23:5, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When I really realized that my mind was where all these emotional catastrophes were happening at, I was able to now find a way to not go so left and stay focused on what was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
My heart.
Yep.
Oh, am I listening to my heart?
Are you listening? Are you hearing? Are you breaking down the emotions? And I'm talking about the emotions of anger, frustration, confusion, jealousy. All you got to go through.
Yes.
Each one are different. You can't group them together. Yes, we have one word called emotion, but it's comprised of many different individual things that you have to actually break those things down. I know somebody now said, oh, I ain't doing all that. But, baby, if you don't, I promise you, I always tell y'all, my heart surgery wasn't because I was way overweight and eating, you know, chitlins and all kinds of stuff. My heart surgery was because I was stressed because of a heartbreak.
Oh.
That divorce sent me into serious catastrophe. I'm talking about bitterness, anger, all kinds of emotions, and I had to go back and break each one of those emotions down. I had to do the same thing that you said, Pastor E. I had to forgive. I'm so sorry. And like you said, and forgive God. And also to forgive the people that was in our life that wasn't telling us right in the first place. Everybody
That's
got
right.
advice. You understand what I'm saying? Like, how you going to tell me about, oh, my goodness, when I tell you, ooh, I ain't going to even get on the church.
Oh.
Because I
love
the church, but when I tell you,
you'll be going anywhere.
The church leaders
but
that I had,
but the church will have you going left and right.
Oh my goodness! The church leaders that we had tried to almost rearrange our whole entire marriage organization because they thought it should be like this. No, ours is like this. As long as we still married, you know, under God, I took care of the bills, Pastor E. I took care of the bills.
Yeah.
My husband didn't mind me taking care of the bills. When our leader found out that I was taking care of the bills, oh, Lord, that was a sin. Oh, no, he the man of the house. He's supposed to be, you need to sit down and teach him, and better than this, and this, and I'm like, wait, hold on, wait. This how we run this household over here. But nope.
Right,
my
right,
husband
right,
wants to listen
right.
to the pastor and then be on, you. Nope, this is what the pastor said. Pastor said we got, man, put us so much in debt, Pastor E, I couldn't even find our way out releasing that to him. You understand what I'm saying? And for going with it instead of saying I was wrong and we shouldn't have listened, let's get our life back in order. Nope, kept on listening to other people and telling us how to run our marriage. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
They could be men and women of God. They could be men and women of God. They could be preachers, but it could be me and Pastor E. How y'all agreed? How can two, unless they agree? If y'all agreed to do that thing like that, that's y'all house. Keep doing it like that because it's
right.
working for you. Don't base your marriage off of somebody else's marriage. Come on, I'm about to preach. Go ahead, Pastor.
Don't base nothing off of somebody else's. I was on the broadcast this morning. I say, if it ain't lifting you up, let it go. If you ain't got a smile on your face and a spirit of joy about you, every time, every situation, let it go.
That's right. That's right.
Oh my God.
And
ooh,
guess what?
This girl
and
here.
Guess what, Pastor,
hold on, Pastor V. Watch this.
The thing is.
Go jump in that water and rinse that sand. I told you don't put your head in the water. Go jump in that water and rinse that off and come back.
Okay.
We got to take that down tonight. Oh, my God. Stop scratching it. I'm on the radio, please.
Oh, how about this ice cream
down there? No. See? We at the beach, and now they want my attention. But all the other time, they've been out there in the water, and they had nothing to say to me.
They want your attention. But you know what? Like you said, if it's not lifting you up, let it go. And guess what?
Let it go.
For y'all that's hearing, and it's coming out of my mouth, even if it is leaders in your life that are not lifting you up, you got to let them go. I'm sorry. You're here to do the work of God. You're not here to do the work of man.
That's right. Even if it's family.
You're here to please.
If they are not lifting you up, let it go and get away.
Mm-hmm. Bring order back into your life.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You said God
definitely
is calling his people to do what?
Huh?
You said God is calling his people to do what?
God is calling his people to react, to start to let their light shine and just not sit in the situation. Going to church on Sunday don't make it. It has to be us going to the next level of an everyday relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. And that brings me to the iron of heart. If you want to heal
Come
your
on.
Heart, you need to read and feed yourself positivity. You just stepped right off into my ear. Read and feed yourself positivity. Because all that, like we were saying, all that has been downloaded into you of that past, now you got to upload uplifting things. You got to replace that. Because what it said, you know what I'm saying, the man come back and find, you know what I'm saying, that there was nothing, you know, the house was cleaned out. What's that scripture? The house was cleaned out, but he goes back to check, and you haven't put nothing back in there. Now he figure he can destroy your house again. You got to put something back in you, and that has to be read and feed yourself positivity and allow that to begin to transform and renew your mind into a positive so your heart can be open again. We can't walk around here with these frozen hearts anymore, y'all. And I'm not just talking about when it comes to relationship, you know, man and woman. I'm talking about, you know, your relationship with your children, your relationship, you know what I'm saying, with your friends, your relationship with your family, the people that do love on you and the people that are positive, but because you got so much negativity in you, you actually pushing them away because you don't want to heal your heart.
Amen. And it has to, you know, I cannot push it enough that as we get to share with everybody, all the listeners, we're not pushing nothing at you. It really started with me to be able to have this confidence to say it, but it has to start with yourself. No man, no woman can get you where you need to be. We have to be the ones to take control of our situations and now find the right balance.
Correct.
Yeah, the right balance. Yes, yes, that God is moving.
And the last thing you need to do is try. You got to try. You got to try again.
Try.
I mean, those that are seeking, now this is those that are seeking a love relationship again. You can't be scared to try again. And I think I had shared this on one of the broadcasts. I didn't even realize I had anxiety to making decisions. Because I felt that the decision that I made, you know, for this last marriage was the worst decision I had ever made. So now I'm scared to even make a decision. And I'm like, I didn't even realize I had an anxiety against, you know, for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's been plenty of people come in my life, Pastor E. And I look at them like, nope, nope, nope. Everybody is no. I'm like, Valoris, really? Like, something wrong with everybody? No, something wrong with you, boo. It ain't something wrong with all of them. Something wrong with you. Just here to make that decision.
Oh, my God.
And so I was like, Valoris, you got to try again, baby. You got to try. Let it go and try. Just like your grandsons are out there. They just run and go jump in the water so carefree. Most of us run to the edge of the sand and stop. We don't, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm
but
saying. Look, I can swim. I come out there, and it was a little cold when I got up in there, and they just jumped in like nothing. I had to make myself get in there. Oh, my God.
There you go. Good analogy. You got to make yourself get in there. And, yes, it's going to be a little strange at first. Yes, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. But when you got in the water pass, it didn't start warming up and start feeling good to you.
Oh, no. It was just like I was supposed to be there. Oh, I was like I was supposed to be there. It's calling me back now. I told them, Pastor B, I can't do this show down here. Yes, you can, G-Paul. I was like, no, because I'm looking at the water. I'm like, oh, y'all out there having fun. My homegirl, she up north. Ooh, ain't nothing but some lakes
up
there.
Need to be on the beach. So we're not going to make this broadcast long. So if anybody's on the line and they want, you know, have any questions or comments, please go ahead and let them in
right
so then we can rest.
Yeah,
dial one right now. Come on in.
And hear what you have to say. And I'd like to say this to everybody out there. And I said this, I did a live video, and I don't know if something happened that didn't come on, but I really want to emphasize this, is that let's talk about it. It's not just about me and Pastor V. We want to hear from you. We want to discuss this thing together. We want to hear your insights. We want to hear what you're going through and some of your mindsets about going through these same situations, because we all, you know, something that works for you may not work for me, but it may work for her or may work for another person. But if we are not talking about it, you're not getting it out, nobody's going to hear it. Area code 567, last 4554. You're live on Let's Talk About It with Pastor V and myself.
Good evening to the both of you. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. I'm Brother Wade. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, hey, brother, enjoy your time on the beach. And I feel that the main thing that the both of you have not mentioned, which is very important, after the Father forgives you, you have to forgive yourself. It's very imperative that you do that, because if you do not have that type of amnesia to forget that, then you're going to remain stuck in those situations.
That's right.
So
you have
to be able to forgive and forget. You have to, you know, that's what the Father does with our sins, right? He throws them into a sea of forgiveness. So we have to be the same way as we forgive people of our trespasses. That's the same way He forgives us. So we have to, you know, learn from the experience and move on and still love on them even after the fact. So that's all I wanted to say in regards to that.
Amen.
Right on.
Thank
it,
you
brother.
So much.
You right on it.
Yep. It's part of that acceptance.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, my brother.
It's part of that, you know, that appreciate, accept, and apply the lessons learned, you know. Part of that is also, too, like you said, the emotions and the forgiveness. All that definitely goes together. So I thank you so much for bringing that out, because we didn't.
Yes.
Forgiving yourself, man, that was in that, remember that poem I got in my book called Identity? That was the start of me forgiving myself. I had to look in the mirror and look at myself and cry about all the mistakes that I had made. Because, again, we can talk about, you know what I'm saying, I could talk about, like, what my ex-husband did to me, but guess what? I wasn't, you know, Miss Perfect in the relationship either. There were some things I did as well. So, you know what I'm
saying?
Right.
You have to
own up to those things that you done, and also forgive yourself for it and say, listen, learn that lesson and try your hardest not to make that mistake again. So correct.
Well, you know, and then, you know, when we first launched, Let's Talk About It, that's kind of how we set the foundation, was that it started with me. I had to I had to work on me and get myself, not just for all the stuff that I hurt people. You, when you're really talking about forgiving yourself, you got to go back to the bad decisions of of not finishing this mm-hmm. or not completing that and not following through and having talking a good game but not working. That's the stuff I had to go into repentance about and to really forgive myself is that, you know what, I can do better. As you said before, you know, you're walking on light territory of wanting to try again because of mm-hmm. of the hurt and of the bad decisions we made before. But when we do that, and I'm glad the brother brought it up, is that we got to continue to keep us working on. I got to work on me all the time, and that's what this show for me is about. Mm-hmm. Is I'm working on me. I'm hoping I'm sharing something that's relevant to someone else that now it encourages you to work on you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor V, that's the only caller that mm-hmm. dialed in. We have several online. We want you to always encourage mm-hmm. everybody. Please dial in, get in this conversation. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We don't know where God is taking us, but we'll definitely let you know what the discussion will be about 2 weeks from this from today. On Let's Talk About It with myself and Pastor V. Want to pray us out, woman of God?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for a beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, for all of our listeners. We thank you, Lord, for the partners that are online. And, Lord, we also thank you for Pastor E and his grandsons enjoying your beautiful weather and your beautiful beach, Father. Lord, we just ask that we take this word and, as you said, continue to work on ourselves because, God, we want to be better in you, Father. We know that it's all things will work together for the good, Lord, but we just have to release it and give it over to you, Lord. Help heal our hearts, Father. Help us to hear. Help us to go through our emotions. Help us to accept. Help us to appreciate. Help us to forgive. Help us to read and feed. And, Lord, then most of all, help us to try again. And, again, Lord, if it's trying again to love our family, our friends, or our mates, God, put it down in our spirit, Lord, that we will give it our all and we will give it our best as long as that you are the center of everything it is that we do. Lord, we ask that you keep everyone this weekend until we meet and talk
again.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated, and most of all, beautifully made by God. Good night.